Welcome to 2024, DST Universe. It's Scott coming at you loud and proud to welcome you into this next chapter of your life. It's probably the most exciting time for me, looking forward 365 days as soon as I ended this brief video message to the next one. And that's because I take so seriously giving you a little, kicking the rear end, pitter-patter in the heart, butterflies in the belly, and just to light your ass on fire for the future. And today I'm going to do exactly that. I first of all want to thank you so much for being in the perfect place for your practice, for your patience, for your daytime family, and most of all for you. You are here because your doctor is one of a kind, and they believe in you and investing in the well-being and the betterment of everyone around them. And as a result of that, you get to be in the DST universe where we consider ourselves and our greatest responsibility to be a rising tide for everyone we have the opportunity, that means you, to interact, to engage, to influence in any way. And so today, I say thank you. We're grateful. We're honored. It's a privilege. And you know what? You're worthy and you're in the right place. So without saying any more about all that, let's dive straight into 2024. As we look ahead at this year, we understand that the difference between the champions and the complacents are whether or not they hope for outcomes or they get out there, they grab onto challenge and change, and they make decisive moves, they set bold objectives, and they hunt and chase down their goals, and they make things happen. You are a make things happen person. And today, I'd like to open your mind, broaden your perspective, and light you up with the most important things that are going to allow you to conquer the challenge and change of 2024 that is going to make the greatest amount of opportunity and of influence in your life and in your patients and just as much as inside as outside of the practice. So I do want to just tell you that over the next few minutes, I'm going to give you very specific things to discuss. Last year, I brought you a little play on the old Music Man Think System, and we broke down the four leverage points of every aspect of success in practice. We did a quick deep dive. Today, we're going to go all the way back out, very broad, and we're going to say, listen, it's not about new stuff. The best part about 2024 is about doubling down on the tried and true principles that make the difference, that are the highest leverage points. In fact, if anything, I don't want you to wait till spring, okay, to start cleaning. If you haven't already, for January 1st, I want you to cleanse yourself of any past baggage, of any head trash, of anything, any anchors that have been holding you back. The only anchors we want are those in your schedule. Outside of that, we want all acceleration, all offense, all positivity, all the time. And that is about lessening the busyness, lessening the clutter, lessening the time wasted on anything other than that which moves the needle, than that which contributes to others, than that which pays it forward and provides even you, of course, with some self-care. Any time wasted on bullshit or anything else is just in the way of your greatness. Now, I wrote a few things up on the board. We're going to talk about mostly to guide me, okay? Now, I want you to be reminded that when you have the capability of doing such incredible things, the expectations are high. The standard of excellence cannot be compromised. And so, with that, I say, I don't want the theme to be best year ever, because you know what? That's the same theme every year. Nobody says, well, I want to have a year that's, a little bit less than last year. Says nobody. Okay, so best year ever is a given. That's a baseline. That's what we walk in already, pontificating, proclaiming, writing down the New Year's goals or the resolutions. It is all fluff. What I want is to get down to the core of it, the heart of the matter. And I want you to understand that this year is about transformative personal and professional development. This is about patient and practice development. This is about achieving our best in terms of our potential for the future. This is not about taking the past and just leveling it up a little bit. That is not that exciting. It's very boring. And chances are, it's as much effort to do just what you did as it is to blow the thing up. And as the great, wonderful saying goes, shoot for the moon and land amongst the stars, not shoot for Earth back there. Okay? So forget this best year ever bullshit. Instead, say best you ever, best case acceptance ever, best practice ever, best everything ever. Not nebulous year, but instead it's about the becoming. It's about the living. It's about the elevating. This is about the best of what is possible, not a little bit better from what was. Now, here's what I got for you. Okay? First and foremost, 2024 is about so much more. Simply than patience, production, and even paychecks. It is not about these things. It is not about production. It is not about patience. It's not about paychecks. This is about a deeper sense of purpose. This is about the fact that you're a capable human being. You could choose any career path. You can wake up every day and walk into any space in life. And with the right attitude, with the right determination, the right mentality, you would be successful. So somehow, as all the planets align, we find ourselves here together with the people you're sitting with right now, maybe in solitude, even watching, I commend you, this very video. So, as the universe would have it, we've arrived here because there's an underlying purpose, a meaning, whether you're aware of, conscious, potentially still discovering, maybe even oblivious to. It is that which makes everything else possible. When the purpose is strong enough, the conviction is definitive, production is easy, patience eat out of your hand, your paycheck has potential to grow and expand. Focusing on any one of those things is transactional thinking. Purpose is transformational thinking. I challenge you to bring that home to your culture. Wrap that up in your patient experience, in your morning huddle, in your triangles of trust, in the way you diagnose and treatment plan, and how bold you battle against and overcome any objections standing in the way of the patients crossing the finish line and achieving optimal health. That's what I want for you. And so I say to you this, and I really want you to soak on it. I say to you, let your passion drive your performance. Let your passion drive your performance. And when it does, you will do so much more than you ever thought possible, than you ever even felt yourself capable of. Focus on performance, transactional. Focus on passion, transformational. And by the way, you can't fake it. This is the essence of being. Now, here's what we're really about, my friends. What we're really about is this. We're about creating impact. Creating impact. We're about leaving a mark. Okay? With your patient's health, leaving a mark. This is what we're talking about here. We are about making a difference. It is about this. ING, the act of in motion at all times. There is no dress rehearsal. There's no applause. There's only the real thing. There is the act of living out, creating impact, leaving a mark, and making a difference. How you do that? On the phone? In the operatory? In the diagnostic engagement? In the interview? In the case presentation, in the delivery of care, in the collecting of the money, in the follow-up, the testimonial gathering, the referral ask, in all of it. Again, transactional, doing the task. Transformational, creating, making. Leaving more behind than when you first arrived. And that, my friends, is what we're here to do. So I'm going to tell you that this year I've decided 2024, special stuff, okay? We could not have one word. So we did two. We got two words for you. I want you to put them on your whiteboards, hang them up in the rooms. I want you to rub them on you. Okay, take a bath in these babies because I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be an enhancement to the quality of your life, to the spirit of your soul, to 365 days of a beautiful 2024 for you. Oh, it's not comfort and ordinary. Of course, it couldn't be this. Instead, I want you to find yourself in 2024 in a complete and total state of discomfort. I want you to find your success in that which is uncomfortable. I want you to go where you've never gone before. I want you to decide right now the places where you have held back, you've stopped short of. I want you to think of where you have made excuses, where you have given in to fear, where you have let doubt creep in. I want you to take these things and eliminate them. I want you to find your most uncomfortable opportunities, because inside of those are where the greatest breakthroughs lie. The uncomfortable conversations, the uncomfortable health plans, the uncomfortable saving and budgeting, the uncomfortable discussion with patients. Doctors, I want you to do the most uncomfortable cases of your life. Find your comfort zone and color outside the lines. Clinical team, embolden yourself to empower your patients to make greater, more meaningful decisions. For our specialists out there, do not be panders to referring doctors. Be exclusive providers and authorities of collaborative care. In every way, on the phone, with the insurance, on the check-in, on the schedule, on the money, on the photographs, on the conversations, on the triangles, in the team meetings, for your morning huddles, with your end-of-day debriefs, across the board. Stop stopping short of getting so deep into it where the sweetest success, the greatest trajectory, the most prosperity, but the most impact, the most ability to influence, to drive change, and to make a difference is always in the place that's most uncomfortable. And next, I want you to not stop there, because anything short of that would be called ordinary. And I want you to take a little page out of good old Kevin's book, and I want you to choose to make 2024 the year of extra ordinary. Now, I'm not just talking about being extraordinary. I'm not talking about doing more. I'm talking about finding the place where extra makes all the difference. Extra initiative, extra hustle, extra preparation, extra question asking, extra staying engaged in the moment, drawing the patient in, not letting them cop out and escape. Extra intentionality with your family. Extra self-care and love on the one that makes it happen. That's called you. Extra quality health, sleep, mindset, everything. You know what they say, the trash in, the trash out, the head, the body, all of it, every aspect. Become extraordinary. Achieve extraordinary by doing extraordinary, by believing extraordinary. You figure out where this is and you go there. You can make your phone calls more extraordinary. You can make your preparation for your morning huddles and knowing your patients extraordinary. You can make your engagement with photography, the emotional connection with the patient, extraordinary. You can make your case building, your vision creation, your pathways to health so compelling, so extraordinary, they can't be refused or resisted. Instead, embraced. The excitement lies in the breaking through the most uncomfortable opportunities. Where you find discomfort, you find growth. Where you find extraordinary, you find your superpowers, your greatest uniquenesses, your ultimate differentiations. Your mission at the onset of this year is to figure out all the examples, all the ways that you yourself in your life, in your position, can bring these to fruition. And then as a team in your patient experience, as a team in your practice development, as a doctor in your leadership in every way, it's a vital concept to grasp. And when you can bring it into the fabric of your daily life, you will not have a happy New Year holiday. You will have a happy, extraordinary, transformative 365 day 2024. It is a decision right now, and it is a discipline every single time you wake up, you walk out of your house, you walk into your practice, or you walk into any environment. And most importantly, don't forget the most important day of your day is the day that begins when you get home. Because that is what it's all about. That's who it's all for. And that is what sets the tone for gratitude, for the joy of everything you're doing being worth it, and being able to wake up tomorrow and rinse and repeat with extreme satisfaction, significant self-worth, And I'll say it again, appreciation and gratitude. So the question for you today, what does going beyond comfort and ordinary look like for you? Because where you find that, you find the greatest year of your life. Now, I got a couple final points that I would like for you to make. And I want you just to understand this right here. No time or tolerance for anything that isn't this. I want you to resist the urge to give in. Resist the urge to pull up. Resist the urge to stop short. And instead, drive through. Go beyond and let your passion drive your performance. Let your purpose define these and go there. This is your mission. And this mission will be brought to life in 2024 with one thing and one thing only. And that is with your decision. Your decision is brought to life by this special quote that I found. It happened to be on January 1st. Hit me so hard this time around. It says, "How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself?" Now, the key words there are "for yourself." That means, like my book over here, that means you must take personal responsibility. Without any excuse, without any fear, without any victim mentality. And you must choose to be extraordinary. You must have an extraordinary attitude. You must be a positive person. You must act with discipline and integrity. The question is simple. How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? And when you do that, you are able to demand the best from yourself. And therefore, you are able to demand that you provide the best for all others. You must go first. And if you want 2024 to be the ultimate impact year of your life, this is not about better anything. This is about best everything. And with that, I give you your ultimate mission. The only thing you have to remember is that you must be and you must go all in. If your life is worth it, and I'm here to tell you it is, but only one person ultimately gets to decide that that matters, then this is the only option. Here's the challenge. You just got to do it 365 times. You just got to do it with every patient you see all day long. You just have to do it in every morning huddle. You just have to do it with gratitude every morning you wake up. You know, with a little skip in your step, a little smile on your face, gratitude deep inside of you, joy in your heart. And when you come home at night, you do it all over again. You got to go all in. But I'm going to tell you something. That's what you deserve. That's what you're capable of. And that is the opportunity that you have been given, afforded by this turn of the calendar, this fresh start to a new set of months, another stack of days. One day at a time, one patient at a time, one thought, one feeling, one action at a time. Go all in and answer this question. How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? Not better, anything. Best, everything. Find the discomfort. Go there. Discover extraordinary and do that. And I'll leave you with the reason we're here. Beautiful quote by the great Buddha. Matter of fact, thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. And today, my friends, I also say positive attitudes. Health never decreases, only increases by being shared. Happiness never decreases by being shared. You are a burning candle. I challenge you to exacerbate your flame, set it ablaze, and light the world on fire, and understand that with every interaction, every single day, you have the ability to spread that light, to spread that happiness. In this very case, spread that health. And when you take that seriously and you go all in, I'm going to tell you, not only all things are possible, but you are capable of more than you ever, ever realize, ever give yourself credit for. My friends, I finished the way I began. We're honored to be here. We are so very proud of you. We love you deeply. We admire you, everything you do. Most of all, who you are, what you stand for. This is the year that can make all the difference. You go all in. You don't settle for better. You decide to be best. Let's do that.